Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Brack, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex. Since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole, fresh from the doctor with her ear infection. Do you feel like you're like 2 years old?
Actually, no, it's not quite an ear infection. It is the start of an ear infection.
Oh, good. It's only the start of. Okay.
What it was that I had fluid retention from my previous ear infection, and now because that fluid never vacated, it's starting to get all nasty, and I'm nipping it in the bud, and I'm taking care of it right now instead of allowing it to flourish into an ear infection.
Oh, boy. I remember when Shauna was little, she always had ear infections. It was like,
oh,
and
God.
I could always
tell.
Me
too. Me too. Wasn't that fun?
And she would have temper tantrums. That's how I would know. I was like, oh, no, she's got an ear infection. It'd be like, within 10 minutes of an ear infection, she would be like, you know, banging on the floor. And, you know, I'm like, oh, no. You know, she fortunately outgrew that. So those were the years. But I'm glad that you took care of it because you went to the doctor today like a good girl. And I know, you know, everybody who listens knows Nicole's really responsible. She lets me know I might not be there on time, but I'll go. And there she was. And I was like, oh, Nicole, please be on time today. Please, please. I don't know if I could man this whole ship by myself today.
I know it's so much more difficult for you. That's why I said I'll get there, but you might have to just start the show without me. You know, because unfortunately, like the doctor's office, it was just packed. You know, I guess 'tis the season for these types of problems, and there were people in there that were a lot worse off than I was. So I really
That's why you don't want to go for well checks this time of year because you end up sick by
no,
time. No, because like
you're liable
later,
to walk out of the doctor's office with something that you didn't walk in with. So yeah, so this was like a necessary situation. So I had no choice but to go. But luckily, I got my scripts and. I'm on the mend.
Good. And it's so funny because Shauna would go to the pediatricians, and she'd want to be playing with the toys. I'm like, you can't touch those things. They're full of germs. Don't you dare touch those toys. You know, every kid coming in here has a runny nose. You're not touching those toys. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay away from them. Well, anyway, do have a lot of listeners tonight, and I'm glad because
you know what? A bunch of people must have just pressed one because I'm showing a lot of callers that want to speak to you.
Good, because, you know, with this snow, which is always fun, and, you know, I don't know what happens from what's happening from one minute to the next, who's coming, who's not coming, who's canceling, who's going to do a phone reading instead. It's been like every hour on the hour, it's a new story, you know? So it's fun
exactly.
This time of year, isn't it fun? It's fun,
that's what
you know?
Want to call it, yes.
Well, I do see that we do have some callers. And, there is one that you're going to go to first. It's a 631780. And that's one of our when people have called in before, and she's been trying to have a baby. And funny, last week we had a lot of these. We're talking about all the clients.
We were talking a lot about babies last week.
Right. And so she was listening, but she didn't get through. So I'm sure there was a message for her about she's going to get pregnant, but we probably need to talk to her, you know, direct, because it's one of those things that we have to be a little bit patient about, and, you know, even if you notice the kinds of things that I post on my Facebook page and the Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships page is that, you know, God knows what time it is, you know, and as we have to be a little bit patient, we may want something, but, you know, God has a little bit different time and plan for us, so... And, you know, one of them I posted earlier today was Don't mistake God's patience for his absence. His timing
is
perfect.
I love that, by the way.
And his presence is constant. He's always with you. And that's, of course, Deuteronomy from 31, chapter 6. So just know that sometimes people have to, you know, trust in the timing of God, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Could humans aren't by nature patient, are they? They're not very patient.
No, no. We're selfish beings. We want everything, and we want everything yesterday.
Oh, wow. And, yeah, or, you know, or maybe like last week. But, you
yeah,
know, we're learning. It's taken me a long time.
I was trying to give
learn.
Us some credit by saying yesterday, but if you want to go last week, that's fine.
Last week. You know, we wanted it last week. You know, come on. You know,
it's
things
like,
were
God,
like,
I want to do this when? 3 weeks ago. Sure, you keep waiting on that.
Well, we're going to try to speak to her, and let's see.
Okay, we're
going to
speak to her,
is.
And I'm going to jump in the chat room, and I'm going to start screening for you while
well,
you're
doing
that.
Well, that's why I figured I know who this one is, so we won't get any people, you know, trying
you
to kidnap our show.
You won't have to battle somebody unknown. So, all right, here we go to your caller over there, and I'm going to jump in the chat room, and I'm going to start screening some of you people that want to talk. So here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and who is this calling?
This is Jen.
It is Jen. Okay, good.
And hi, how are you?
Hi, good. I'm so glad you remembered to call in because I did put a note on my desk all week. Jen's going to call in, so you
yes,
know, make sure we
Jen.
Pick up Jen because she was waiting all last week. And it's funny because I'm just shuffling up the cards, and what came flying out is the Empress card, which is a pregnancy card. So I just hope that you know that you're supposed to be a mom. And you've been trying
so.
A while. You've been
yes,
trying
I
a
have.
While now. Right. How long have you been trying now?
It's probably technically 6 months, but really like almost a year. I had a miscarriage December 2013, and I haven't been right since. So a 6 months to a year I've been trying.
Okay, good. And you needed to like get your body back to like where it should have been. It actually... I see that you're still mourning for the loss of the baby, and that's hard on you. But with showing up here is, you know, just, you know, make that love, and a baby's coming. Try not to worry about money, because money looks better in the cards, too. Have you been worrying about money?
I always worry about money.
And sometimes worrying about money makes it hard to conceive. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So we're going to, like, get all those blocks away. You're still working, correct? Okay. Now, when you have this baby, how does that influence work?
I'll take some maternity leave, and then I'll have to go back to work.
Okay. Sometimes that's making women having trouble conceiving, too, because it's hard to think about having a baby and then letting go to go back to work. So try not to think about all the logistics of things and just relax. It is a more stressful time in history for women to be pregnant because they do have to go back to work. And, you know, it is one of those things. You've had many, many lifetimes. You're a very, very older soul. And in your past lives, you've never left a baby with really anybody. So that's one of the blocks that you're going to have to, you know, sort of deal with. That, you know, if it were an ideal world, would you want to stay home with your baby or would you want to go back to work?
Oh, of course, I would want to stay home. I mean, unfortunately, my daughter now has to, you know, go to daycare and is watched by my mom and mother-in-law. I would love to be home, but I can't be.
Right. And, you know, it's a little hard being a working mother because how hard it is having one child already.
Oh,
pretty hard being
hard.
A working mother, correct?
Yeah.
And now thinking about being a working mother with two is a lot of stress on women. So we need you to relax and know that it's all going to work out well. I'm not really worried about you getting pregnant. I mean, it's showing up in these cards, and it's showing up fairly soon, by the way.
Do you think I will be pregnant before the summer?
It looks it to me. Now, if you remember, we were talking to Megan's mother, Suzanne, last week, and Megan was, when am I going to get pregnant? Remember, I read her mother, and I said, you know, she's either pregnant now or she'll be pregnant next month, and she was pregnant at the time I was doing the reading. You have a similar alignment of cards that you should get pregnant. By the way.
Okay.
So, you know, of course, you're going to always be close with your daughter. So you have this, at least you have this wonderful, wonderful daughter, by the way.
Yeah, she's
and
pretty cool.
How old is she now?
She'll be 3 in April.
Okay. And it's good child spacing now, by the way. it really is good. So, you know, it looks like she's very excited about being a big sister too. So she should be a good big sister when it comes. Just a little bit, mostly I just see fear in these cards. It's really keeping you from getting pregnant. There doesn't look like there's anything physically wrong with you. What has your doctor told you?
He told me to wait. I think he wants to be a little bit more aggressive this month. I don't know if you see me, you know, needing medical assistance in this. I actually have an appointment with him on Saturday.
Okay. Did you get pregnant naturally with your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. And how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
34.
Okay. You're still very young. You might just make a deal with God, be a little patient for another 2 months.
Okay.
And if it doesn't happen, then do. Because you probably, from what I'm looking at these cards, you really don't need IVF or anything.
Okay.
And, you know, in terms of the beings being born, they pretty much like more natural if it can be. So, why don't you, you know, you could talk to the doctor, but you haven't been trying that long. So, you know, maybe give it a little more time, a little more patience. Most of the time we're interfering with stuff we don't need to interfere with.
Okay.
Picture it's like, you know, if you fall and hurt something. You know, I fell and hurt my wrist about 6 weeks ago, and it was really painful. It's finally getting better the last, like, 2 weeks or so. Just some things you just have to, like, let the body do a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't speed up.
It's hard. It's hard.
No, you know what I'm talking about. As much as I wanted this to get better faster or whatever, you know, it gets better when it gets better. You know, it's with you, part of your karmic lesson is learn patience, and also only God gives and takes life. So when you start already going to a doctor, now you're saying the doctor gives life. It's kind of not true. You can do IVF, and if God doesn't want that to work, it's not going to work either.
Okay.
So just be a little patient. You know, I have a client, by the way, she has 6 children now, and when I met her years ago, she was about 30, and she was, like, trying for 6 months to get pregnant. It wasn't happening, and she wanted to do the IVF, and I was like, why don't you just be patient? I'm not saying anything wrong with you, be patient, but no, she got the IVF. Okay, so she had her baby, and then I looked at her cards, I said, you're going to get pregnant right away if you don't use contraception, and she said, you know, I can't, it's hard for me. Well, she got pregnant right away, and she did this song and dance, you know, 4 more times before she realized there was nothing wrong with her. She had 6 babies, the last 5 naturally. The first one would have happened too, but she just wasn't being patient. But then she was in denial. Finally, I'm like, when are you going to realize you got to get your tubes tied here? You've had 6 babies in a row. So we're asking you to be patient, please.
I will.
You know, talk with him. You have your appointment.
I will definitely try to. I just feel like in the back of my head, since I haven't been right since my miscarriage, that there's something wrong. That's why I think I'm being less
patient. What do you
mean,
because you're not getting your period regularly or something?
No, I am now. I had a miscarriage in December, and then I had another DNC in July to fix me being all irregular. So I guess just in the back of my mind, I feel like something's not right now.
No, it takes a little bit. It does take a couple of cycles to get right back. You are praying for a healthy baby, correct?
Of course.
So it's what God's asking you to, like, wait till your body itself is ready more than rushing it. So a little bit of patience for you. And, you know, you could always go the IVF route. You're young. It's not like you have to do it tomorrow. So.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that route yet, but they were thinking maybe like Clomid or something like that, but I'll try to be a little bit more patient.
I will just tell you, because those are hormones, and those
are
things that you never know how your body's going to respond to. So unless you have to do stuff, you know, it's kind of better just to, you know, leave your body natural.
I agree.
You know, I'm just a real fan of, like, let's not interfere too much with our bodies. And, you know, I'm pretty knowledgeable about women and their bodies and reproduction and all of that. It's, you know, your generation, for some reason, thinks it's hard to conceive, and it's making it hard. Because in my generation, you had sex, you got pregnant.
Right.
You know, look at our grandmothers. My grandmother had 4 babies, 4 illegal abortions in the back alleys of Brooklyn. She'd rather die than have more babies. I mean, these women, and my grandmother wasn't a great fan of sex, so I don't know how often she had sex, but every time she did, she seemed to get pregnant. Do you know what I mean? So you're laughing, but ask the other generations. They're like, what are you, people, crazy?
Yeah.
And understand that sort of natural child spacing is something that is important, because otherwise you would have 14 babies. And once you have this baby, you're going to have to worry about contraception.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
you can get pregnant for the next, like, 10 years, 15 years. So kind of be grateful you can have sex without worrying about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, I'm trying to get... I just tried to have fun about this. It's fun to get pregnant.
Yeah, no, it is.
Okay, good. But I'm just reassuring you, I certainly really, really, really see very good things in your cards. And you could call in or email me and let me know when you do get pregnant.
Okay, I definitely will.
And what's your husband telling you? Is he telling you to relax?
He goes back and forth with it. Like, he always tells me to relax and not think about it, but I know he's kind of getting, frustrated. I'm not frustrated, but he's antsy. He wants to have another baby, too.
Well, that's a good thing. You want to be parents.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great thing. But nothing is bad in your cards. And, I just got the two children card, so yes. You have a girl already, right?
Yes.
This is a boy and a girl card, so.
Okay.
This looks really good. So let's be relaxed. I mean, I must have told at least 100 people they would have babies, and all of them had. There's not one person that I've said would have a baby that didn't get pregnant.
Okay.
So
I will be patient, and we'll see what happens.
I love the ones that, against all odds, I had a client that really, there were so many things wrong, they said it was impossible. I'm like, I'm not seeing impossible here. And a year later, she got pregnant. Nobody can believe it. I'm like, God gives and takes life. She, God wanted her to have this baby, and she had it against all odds. And you don't have that. I'm not seeing there's really anything wrong with you, by the way. Yes, you need what you had.
Just my own head.
It's in your own head. And believe me, there's a mind-body connection. Our bodies, mm-hmm. And our minds are very connected. So if you're really being so fearful about getting pregnant, it's just making too much stress hormones in you. You might want to just have a glass of wine and make love and, relax.
Do you see that this, this pregnancy will be, okay and healthy and I won't have any issues?
It looks very, very good.
Okay.
I got the justice card. That's the good outcome card, the best outcome card you could hope for.
Okay.
So
great.
We're not going to worry so much, okay?
All right, I will definitely not try to worry.
You're a little bit of a worrier. What if this and what if that? Do you hear that word in your head a lot?
Mm-hmm.
What if this happens? What if that happens? What if this happens?
I like to be prepared for the worst.
Okay, now, that's OCD. OCDs, of course, it's never what if I win the lotto. It's always what if we lose everything. Isn't it kind of funny how it's always a negative mindset?
Yes.
So you can actually try to, put some more positive thoughts in your head. Envisioning this to be a healthy baby, a happy baby, and all of that, rather than all this, negative what-if-ing and if-only.
Speaking to you definitely has made me feel, a lot more positive about this.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. And it's the magic of believing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The negative OCD just sabotages everything. Positive thinking, visualize yourself. Look in your house. Visualize yourself sitting on your couch with your baby in your arm. See it. Practice the laws of attraction. Really see this baby for real,
mm-hmm.
In your mind's eye, and that will make it happen. But you deal with the fact that you say what if too much, and if only, what if this, what if that. Do you hear that a lot in your head?
Yes.
Okay, you're allowed to what if all the worst case scenarios 5 minutes a day. Then you're going to say, we're okay today. There's no bombs going off here. Everything's good. And try to just focus in the now a little bit.
Okay.
Because OCD either gets better or it gets worse. And you're at the age where the brain chemistry is shifting and you can master a lot of this. Because otherwise it gets really unrelenting. So, mm-hmm. I know everybody has it. It's not all bad. OCDs make great workers. They dot their I's, maintain their papers. They're great inventors, writers, athletes. But when it stays too much in the head with the what-if-ing, it just burns the serotonin levels in your mind and affects your stress levels.
Okay.
So, I've mastered too much of mine. I can't, it's hard for me to finish books now because I don't have enough OCD anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by practicing behavior modification. What if it's good, if your car is not working today, what if it doesn't work tomorrow, how are you going to go to work? That makes sense, but
right.
Not what if this car breaks 10 years from now, what if I can't afford another one? That's stupid. We have no idea what the world's going to be like 10 years from now or how much money we're going to have or not have 10 years from now. So we work on that a bit.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Isn't she the cutest thing? She's just so cute, Nicole. Now, Nicole, I see we're in New Jersey.
Okay, well, we're going to go to Rose in New Jersey. And basically, she's been single for a few years right now, and she wants to know what her cards are saying as far as romance for her, because she thinks that she's ready.
Have we ever spoken to her before?
You know what? I did not ask that question, but I do know that although she is ready, she doesn't get out as much as she should. So let's ask her that already. Oh, hell yes, I did.
Okay, so you asked her.
We're going to go and speak to Rose. Of course I did. Come on, you taught me well.
Hi.
Okay, hello, Rose. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, Rose, we're so glad you called in. And you guys didn't get as much snow as us, huh? In New Jersey, you were a little bit better than
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Well, good. I'm glad for you. So, you know, somebody was spared. Yeah. But, Rose, okay, so you've been single a few years. Looks like you didn't have the world's best relationship that ended probably that few years back. Have you sort of gotten over that and recovered from it?
Not completely.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing the block here for you is you don't fully trust your judgment.
Mm-hmm.
The man that you had fallen for, he's what we call the prince that becomes the beast. You had no idea what you signed on for with him. And you had some hard lessons. Did you learn that you can't fix people?
Yes.
Because he wasn't very fixable. Have you figured that out?
Yes.
And have you learned to, like, listen to your gut a little more? Like, our gut always tells us when people are lying or not telling us the truth.
Right.
Did you look back on that relationship and realize there were plenty of red flags?
Yes.
That you maybe ignored?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because older souls always have the blinders on, and you got the card with the blinders on. We like to see the good in everybody. We like to believe everybody's just like Rose, knows right from wrong. you know, everybody knows right from wrong. Nobody lies like Rose.
It's
you know,
true.
Lies.
I'm very
she
positive.
She,
I am
right. You think everybody
negative.
Knows? Okay, so you know you're laughing, but you know that's how you think, and you give
exactly.
everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get a little bit of those blinders off. If you're going out in the dating world, you have to like really get to see what's in front of your face, good, bad, and ugly. For you, I'm going to give you a little assignment. Don't assume everybody's telling the truth for the next couple of months. Assume everybody's lying until you hear otherwise. Because you, by nature, believe what people say. And trusting your judgment is going to be hard if you don't come to, you know, really know that not everybody's good. Are you beginning to see that?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, it's painful. Isn't it painful this year when you start seeing it?
I had certain people in my life that I felt weren't true friends, and then I just started slowly, like, you know, getting away from them because I started realizing what you just said.
Now, thank you, because what you didn't learn from your ex, you have to, God will keep bringing the unfixables, that's what we call them here, unfixables, the narcissist who rewrite history. It's never their fault. And they judge everybody else. It's your fault, Obama's fault, their mother's fault. The narcissists who judge others are unfixables over the age of 25. Oh, yeah, there's a 10% chance. They'd have to earn a miracle. Rose, are you beginning to realize you're not a miracle worker?
Yeah.
You're not fixing these people?
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen it now with friends. The blinders go on with people we like, by the way. Our judgment is better with strangers. But once we like people, the blinders go on. And you're doing what you needed to do. You're walking away from people.
Mm-hmm.
By nature, you've been very loyal. You know that. You're loyal to a fault.
I am very loyal. Mm-hmm.
And so for you to walk away from friends was very hard, but you're now knowing you've changed. You have to know that you've changed. You wouldn't stay any longer with a man who was proving to be a liar. You would learn to walk away. You're coming to that place of self-love where it's not okay, people treat Rose disrespectful. It's not okay they do that. So walking away from those friends was important. Seeing them for who they are is important. And know that 7 out of 10 people aren't all that great. You know, it's just the way the world is. Some are,
I believe that.
I mean, some are like benign tumors, okay? Out of that 7, one's smart enough to be a Hitler. Thank God that's all, okay?
A sociopath.
My uncle is
84 years old, so he's full of wisdom. He told me last week, you know, there are more bad people in this world than good.
Like, and it's always been that way.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that.
It's always been that way. Now picture, you know, you were a Catholic or you were raised Catholic?
Yes.
Okay, now picture Jesus 2,000 years ago was running around saying, I'm not going to fix these people. 7 out of 10 people, they're going to crucify me. He said it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He had no doubt that those people would kill him. He wasn't here to change them. He was here to change people like you. Rose, get your blinders off. Start seeing these people. Start punishing them. Walk away from them. You know, don't stick around and be abused. The world's a bad place. It's always been the same, okay? It's always been the same. But once we know that 7 out of 10 people aren't all that great, we're prepared for it. We see it. They can't hurt us. You know, out of the 4 out of those 7, they're so stupid. They're like a benign tumor. They can't do that much harm. They're just too stupid. Okay, thank God they're stupid. But there are 30% of genuinely good people, and that's who you want in your life. But you don't want the 20% that you used to be with the blinders on. Everybody's good, everybody's good. We're useless when we think everybody's good.
Mm-hmm.
We can't help anybody. We can't be of use to the world. So you want to be the 10% who see the good, bad, and ugly of people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really nice man in these cards. If you would just learn, you're not going to fix people. You're going to stop making excuses for abuse. It's not your job to, you know, heal everything that went wrong in the world. But you're a very older soul, and you've come back to Earth for many reasons. One of them is to learn you can't fix people. I think you've learned that. You've learned it now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, you're going to give up on that.
Yes.
Okay. And you've learned to trust your gut more. You've said that, and that's what we need to do.
I've changed a lot. I've learned lessons from my last relationship.
Well, he was your greatest teacher.
Yes, it was, because he was a soulmate, and it was deep feelings I had for him. So.
And what happens is 45% of people are offered soulmate love. That's someone we feel that heart connection. That mind we communicate, the soul brings out the best in us in the beginning, the body. 45% of people are offered a soulmate love, but it demands commitment to that love and commitment to healing, and that's where people fail on this love. 1% of people maintain soulmate love. It's frightening because people have to heal their issues, and that man had some issues, and he didn't really want to heal them. Your love brought up unhealed issues, because soulmate love does bring up a lot of unhealed issues. It's not a lack of love that he had for you. He just couldn't heal. And, you know, you needed to mourn for the end of that relationship. Did you mourn for it? It was painful.
Very.
Did it feel like a death?
Painful, very painful.
Okay.
Because when I love at a very deep level.
Well, good for you.
I don't know.
We have more than one soulmate. This time you're going to pray for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing. And you want to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming. It's this year. What's your birth date, just the month and day?
12/10.
Okay, so you're just in the beginning of your new year, which goes from one birthday to the next. By the time you hit your next birthday, this man should be well into your life. But you do have to get out there and make it manifest. In other words, if someone wants a job, they can't just sit in their room and say, I want a job.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, you know, apply to jobs, go for interviews, get out there. It's not different with love. We do have to get out in the world to find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a big fan of internet dating because 9 out of 10 people are crazy on those.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that you can't find love, but only 1 out of 5 people have a relationship from online dating, which really is very low odds.
I have never met anything good online. I know people have had success. I'm not, you know, judging anyone, but it's just not for me.
No, and that's why you do need to make some new friends. We always recommend you getting out there, signing up for a yoga class or a dance mm-hmm. class, something in which you can meet some new girlfriends. And through these friends, perhaps meet a guy, sign up for something, go places. If someone invites you somewhere to a party, go.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself out there because you will find him.
Okay.
He is definitely circling near you. Don't give up on love because, like I said, there's are good people out there. There's one for you. Don't let it jade you so much. You know, you've been standing on your own 2 feet without a man, which is very important. You had to do that because women believe any man is better than no man. So I think you've learned you'd rather be alone than with a bad man or with a man who will hurt you, right? Did you learn that?
Oh, I've been this way for years. I don't just settle for anything just to have a companion. I'd rather be alone until
good
I find someone that I have things in common with.
Well, this man is coming. So I don't know. How did you find out about us, by the way?
I received an email from you. I guess I'm on your list, your mailing list.
Good. And I'm so glad that you called in because I can see that you're going to have a great love. You just needed to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Cindy.
And you got to call in and let us know when it happens.
Okay.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much. Have a great
evening. Good luck. Bye.
Bye.
Now we're going to Long Island with Janine. Is she a client of
mine? Yes, we are. She, too, is looking for love. You know, she's in Long Island, like you just said. And, you know, she wants to know when she's going to meet somebody. Now, she has been to other psychics, and she's been to you before, Cindy.
That's what I thought.
And apparently you and other people have all told her that her soulmate is coming soon, but she's still waiting. So she'd like to know what gives.
Well, we have to see why she's not manifesting this soulmate, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Janine. You are on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Janine. So you've been looking how long now for love?
I want to say at least a good 2 years, like, dedicated for the most part.
Okay, that's good, you know, dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
And have you done the online dating thing?
I have. Hated it, but did it.
Okay, hated it?
Yes.
Okay, because it's not the best for most people, you know what I'm saying? If you like...
Right.
Just going on dates, like some women just want, like, on the ladder of love, a narcissistic rung, just like any guy's interchangeable with another, and I just want to go out on Saturday night and get a dinner. I think those kind of people will like online dating a lot more than people who are really looking for a serious soulmate, because most people on there are not really looking for a serious soulmate. So what else do you do to find someone?
Well, I feel like I'm always out with people, with friends, dinners and whatnot. So I feel like I am always out and about. But when you're out with friends, you're kind of, you know, it's a different, when you get older, it's a different situation. You're out with friends and you're just kind of wrapped up in the conversation with them.
So that's a useless way to find people. And also what
right.
it is for a man, now picture a man has to, like, infiltrate a pack of women, your friends.
Right.
And he's looking
easy.
At you, and he's so afraid because there's, you know, five women looking at him, and each one would probably want him to approach her, but when he doesn't and he goes over to you, they're going to say, oh, did you see that hairdo? Oh, did you see that? Oh, he's creepy. So when you go out in a pack of women, it's really
right.
hard to meet a guy because my men clients have told me they don't want to permeate the pack. So
right.
if you're out... with your friends, you might have to be more cognizant of looking around the room, seeing if a man is looking over at you,
mm-hmm.
and sort of breaking away from the pack and maybe starting a conversation.
Right. Okay.
You know, that sometimes makes me, well, I can't do that. You're not asking him to marry you.
No.
But if he's been looking over at you for a half an hour, he's obviously, you know, showing some interest. And to start a conversation would be like, oh, I just had to get away from the girls for a minute. Do you mind if I stand here and talk? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's a joke. And you
right.
can start getting a conversation going. Always a little joke makes, you know, breaks the ice. But otherwise, when you're going out with your friends, you're probably not going to meet this guy.
Right.
So, okay. you know, just a little bit of that. And I'm just going to look what the year holds for you.
Sure.
You're very intuitive yourself. Are you aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
So do you trust your gut on things?
Yeah, I definitely
good.
Think so.
You have great gut instincts.
Okay, good.
Now, this love is going to change your whole life. Are you ready for big changes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Because a lot of times people say they want love, but they don't want it to change anything.
No, I think I'm very comfortable now, like, feeling that way, that I'm
good,
ready
that
for
it. It can
more than ever
you,
before, I know that. So.
Where you live, what you're going to do. How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
32.
Oh, you're like a baby.
Sure.
You're young. 30, you're like a puppy. That's
oh.
a good age. Yeah, that's a puppy to me. That's a great age. Okay. The reason I'm asking is because there's some generational blocks. Your generation of men are boys. You know, they want to, like, watch video games and porn all day and get stoned, and they don't care if they work. There's a lot of them that are not so such great catches. Other ones, the men have become the real masters over women. They don't have to commit to your generation of women because your generation doesn't force them to.
Okay.
They allow them to kind of come and go as they please. And so, you know, a man meets a good catch like you, and then he's like, well, there's 400 other women that might want to date me, so I'm not going to commit.
Okay.
It's a little bit of weeding through those guys pretty quickly, too. They don't want to commit. They don't want to grow up. Your generation's having trouble growing up. Have you seen that?
I guess in certain situations.
A lot of the men, I don't know when they think they're going to commit to a woman, but, you know, they could be 40 and they're still not ready.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a little bit of a generational thing that it's a little harder for your generation to seem to make lasting relationships. So it's kind of, if you see a guy and, you like him and he doesn't seem to want to commit, don't chase after him. You're not going to sell him what he doesn't want. Don't waste too
mm-hmm.
much time with those kind of guys.
Okay. I feel like I don't.
Good. But you actually, I got the fool card. You got to be a little bit of a fool to fall in love. There are children in the future. Do you want that?
Yes.
Okay. And your soul record's coming back to earth, or career, soulmate, babies. So your career was pretty important. Are you happy with your career?
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Good. And then you got the husband card, so I'm not worried about you. But again,
okay.
Try to, like, figure out ways that you can maybe go out with one girlfriend and not, like, five sometimes. And
So do we know when this might happen?
Actually, it's, like, not too far off. What day is your birthday? What month?
September.
Okay, so you're, like, halfway through your birthday year. It looks like by the time you reach September, this man should be in the picture. Where on Long Island do you live?
I live in Babylon.
Okay, good. That's a good town to live.
Thank you.
There's a lot of activities that take place in the summer. Do you try to go out to them?
Yeah, like I said, I am always out, so I'm not, you know, I always am doing something, I feel like.
Okay, good. And, you know, just try to look at the different events that are available around. I mean, we have in Patchogue on Thursday nights, the Live After 5 every other Thursday night. Those are great events. It's packed with people. It's, you know, good time to place to meet people. So I'm seeing it. So don't get discouraged. 2 years seems like a long time. In other generations, it would probably be like a century, almost 2 years. But your generation, they're so many people are not looking for a serious relationship, even in their 30s. So, you know, it's a little bit harder. It's just a little bit harder with your for your generation than it's probably been for other generations.
Okay.
A lot of your generation is still single. Are you aware of that?
I guess to a certain degree, but I guess with all my friends and the group of people that I tend to hang out with, I'm really one of the very few that are single. So I feel like which also probably influences why when I hang out with a good amount of them, where it's a large group and it's just a different scenario. But
because they're not looking to meet anybody. And so the vibration there is not approachable. That's why you might, you know, when you're with these women who already have relationships, they're not really giving off a vibration to anybody in the places that you're at that they're looking. So you might need to go out with some single friends a little bit.
Okay.
It's a little bit of different energy. So, I mean, don't these girlfriends have their, don't their friends have any, don't their boyfriends have any friends or brothers?
Apparently not.
Apparently. Apparently we're going to say, what kind of friends are you? Don't you know, I mean, why do we need corporate America to have a match.com? Why can't people just say, hey, we're going to bring we're just all going to get together. We're bringing our boyfriends and they're going to bring some of their friends. And you just bring some of your girlfriends, and let's just see what happens. You know, it's like I mean, what's with your friends?
They are very good friends.
Well, I mean,
they're quite loyal.
Somebody
but...
must have a brother. You know what?
I think, too, a lot of them met their husbands or boyfriends at a younger age. So it's kind of, I don't know, I guess. Either I know all their friends or their friends are already married, kind of a thing.
Well, we need some new friends here. Okay. Just, you know, one or two. And, you know, because you need to expand your soul group. In other words, you're staying with your soul group, but your soul group's all, like, taken.
Mm-hmm.
So you may need to, like, make some new friends that, you know, opens up other parts of your, you know, other soul groups that you haven't met.
Because I know, too, like, I've gone to, like Nicole had mentioned, I've gone to other psychics before. I went to you before as well. I know I always get this where I feel like they've told me, like, your soulmate is, like, coming in, like, 2 months or they're so close. And I feel like, am I missing this person or I don't know. I feel like I'm so open to it and I'm not sure, like, why I feel like it's always, like, pushed off. And it's not yet. It's another 2 months or so. So I don't know.
Okay. And again, be a little patient. Not overly patient, because I want you to, like, have that bug that you want to meet somebody. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I love women that come to me when they're 30, and, well, I'm not sure I want love yet, and then they're 40. And then, like, now I want love and babies. Like, where were you for a decade? You know, I want you to want that.
I do.
You know, good. And, you know, that's important. I do see very good things happening for you.
Okay.
Call in and let us know, because we want to hear when this love happens.
I will be glad to tell you.
Okay, we can't wait. We can't wait. And I remember who you are. You're very beautiful. You're smart. You're nice. I don't know what's the matter with these guys. You know, but sometimes you just need to, you know, and everybody needs to just communicate a little more. You know, your generation tends to be on their cell phones when they're out. They don't communicate. They don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little more like, let's communicate.
Okay. And
so
it's not
good
someone,
things are happening for you.
And it's not someone that you feel like I've encountered before, right?
No, this is a new guy.
Okay.
This is a whole new guy. I mean, those guys had plenty of time to step up to the plate. If they're not stepping up to the plate, we're not waiting for them anymore.
Okay, and if you can give me his social security number so I can confirm.
I would like that. Really.
Or maybe like his name.
How about his phone number? You know, how about his phone number? But
okay,
he is your type, though, but a little bit slightly different than what you've usually gone after. So you're gonna say he's a little, you know, he's just a little bit different, and I like that because, you know, so far your type hasn't worked all that great.
Probably not.
So this guy is like your type, but there's a little bit something different about him. So
okay.
So, you know, again, look at the men around it. You know, I just love them because I just have no idea how old they are. You know, even the ones in the 40s don't want to commit. Like, when are you going to, like, grow up and get out of the bar? Like, at what age are you, like,
mm-hmm.
You're 45, you know? How long can you sit in a bar?
Right.
But, you know, realize that it's not just you. It's a lot of my clients that are in your age group just having a little bit trouble finding that love.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm just trying to tell you, don't, like, there's nothing wrong with you. you're good, you know.
Okay.
Okay. It's like, you know, in the past, people, if they were 32 and still single, they would be like, that would be it. You know, you're never going to find anybody. But your generation, a lot of men are still single.
Right. Okay.
Well, good luck to you and let us know.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, now we have Anna in Queens. I love that.
Yes, we have Anna. And actually, Anna is going to discuss with you, Cindy, a topic that is very, very close to my heart. She had a baby roughly about a year and a half ago. And whereas before the baby, she was always able to, you know, lose weight. She was always a very, very strict dieter. She has not been able to lose this baby weight.
and she's been having a lot of trouble. She just feels like she just can't do it anymore. She's never been as heavy as she is right now. And she kind of feels that she's done dieting, and she feels that when she does start, she's almost self-sabotaging. And she wants to know, like, what is up? Like, where's the block here where she just can't let this go and where you know, she can't move on from it? So hopefully her cards will give you, or rather her, some insight as to what exactly is going on and whether or not you see her actually being successful in her diet quest and being able to drop the pounds that she would like. So,
oh yeah, that's a woman thing, you know, when the pounds are
on you. Oh yeah, well, you know what, I mean, I've had the same conversation with you, Cindy, because since my accident, I've put on weight and I can't lose it to save my life. And, you know, I start and I stop and I start and I stop, and I'm my own worst enemy. So
right.
That could be Anna's problem. It might not be Anna's problem. Let
well,
me
it
see.
Could be, because in America,
well,
every meal is like the Last Supper. I mean, that could have something
could
to do with it.
Too.
I mean, when we were growing up, you know, out of 7 meals, I might not like 3 my mother made. So those 3 days a week, I was on a natural diet. I just ate around and picked around it, you know. And we weren't, like, every meal in America is their favorite breakfast. They go to, like, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts. Their favorite breakfast, their favorite lunch. Since when was every meal their favorite everything? You know, it was like.
I agree.
It's just that, you know, it's harder to resist food if every meal is your favorite meal.
And also the foods that you were always accustomed to eating are also more caloric now and have more preservatives in them now than they did back then. And that does affect the way that our bodies process them. So
exactly.
Let's just pull some cards on Anna, and let's see if Anna's
going
to get some diet success in 2015. Hello, Anna. You are on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Anna. Thanks for calling in. You're a good girl to bring up a new topic for us. Thank you. I do see you able to lose weight. It's a little bit hard when you're a new mom and because you don't have that much time to really put into the consciousness of losing weight. When we lose weight, it really has to be like something that we manifest, put it in our minds we're losing weight. But that means taking time to shop for foods that are less fattening. It means preparing foods that yourself, because, you know, prepared foods sometimes have so much calories. It looks like you're going to do it. There's a little bit of depression in your cards. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay, because a lot of times, you know, there's an expression, until we face our stuff, we stuff our face. Sometimes there's some stuff we might need to face. And being a new mom, do you have any time for yourself at all?
I try. If I take turns with my husband and he watches her, but it's hard sometimes.
And do you have other children as well?
Yeah, I have 2 older ones.
Okay, so you've got your hands.
She's just a lot of work. She's very hands-on and
well, an energetic.
She's very demanding. Very demanding baby.
So when the weather gets a little warmer, is it possible you can incorporate sticking her in a, you know, carriage or a little stroller and going for walks?
I definitely think so.
Because it looks like if you could do a little more physical activity, it would help you. I'm not saying that you're not going to lose your weight. You will lose your weight. It's just that, you know, you're going to have to start putting it as a top priority. Are you doing that yet?
I try, but then I sabotage it. I think it's the weather or somebody gets sick or there's something going on. And
yeah, it's you got your hands full. You got your hands full.
Yeah.
You have 3 kids, okay? And, you know, you would think all the running around you do as a mother, that should count as exercise. But for some reason, it doesn't seem to put a dent in things. I don't know why. But you might just want to make sure that in your house there aren't foods that make it easy to sabotage. I know it's hard because you've got other members of the family. They want that crap in the house.
I think when I get stressed out, I just go for the sweets and all the good
stuff. And what happens is with sweets, by the way, it's like cocaine. It gets really addictive. If you know, once you give up sweets, you don't crave them anymore. That's the funny part about it. But the more of sweets you eat, the more you crave. It's like a vicious cycle. So it's one of those things. I know it's hard because the kids want some snacks and stuff like that. It's not like you live alone and can control within the cabinet just for you.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you see me eventually losing all my weight? Like how
you have a lot of willpower by nature. So it doesn't seem to be a lack of willpower, but I mean, you're going to have to realize, do you read the calorie content on things before you put it in your mouth?
Yeah, when I'm at the diet phase, but then when I sabotage,
okay.
Not really.
I want you to just take a little simple, a little simple thing. It's a little behavior modification. You're going to open the, you know, the pack of, you know, look at the ring dings, and you're going to go, I'm going to eat that whole ring ding. Then you're going to turn over the, you know, and see the ingredient. You're going to see it has like 800 calories. You're going to realize 800 calories to burn that off is like 6 hours on a treadmill. That's a lot of exercise to burn that off. So you might want to then say, I'm going to eat half of it. You might want to say, well, I'm going to pass on it now. But reading the calories helps. It really does help. And sometimes we just don't realize how much calories stuff has.
Do you see me losing it in a year, or it's going to take even longer? Or
You know, I know who you are. When I saw you, you don't have that much weight to lose. You look pretty damn good when I saw you, by the way.
Oh, no. I have a lot.
Okay. Well,
it doesn't look it, but I have
well.
A lot.
You carry it.
No,
well.
I don't. Thank you, but I don't.
But I'm just saying, is this the Mayanna, the one I saw not too long ago?
Yeah, you're right.
I thought Anna looked like a MILF, you know? I thought she looked pretty
no,
good.
No, I don't think so.
You know? I mean, you're laughing, but this is Mayanna, the MILF, who's concerned about the weight? No, you'll lose it, but you have to do realistic goals. You know, you're not going to lose 20 pounds in a month. You're going to have to be, you know, strive to not add any on is a good thing. Strive for 2 pounds a month, which is very doable.
2 pounds a month.
Yeah, lose it because at the end of two pounds a month, at the end of a year is 24 pounds. She's laughing. People don't realize 1 pound a year for 40 years is 40 pounds. It's moderation.
Oh man, Anna, you are so funny.
Isn't she funny?
Two pounds is just too little. It's just too little. I don't know.
No, okay. 2 pounds a month is 24 pounds in a year.
Okay, listen, Anna. I'm gonna give you some real talk. Okay, all right. I have to give her some real talk, Cindy. I'm sorry. All right.
Good.
Now here's the thing. Okay, and now like I told you in the chat room, like I said on the air, this is something that's very very close to my heart because I struggle with the same thing that you struggle with. You know, as far as not losing weight, I have been to thyroid doctors. I have seen dietitians. I have seen nutritionists. I've seen every possible person to check out my endocrine system, my adrenal system, everything possible. Okay. You know, in order to figure this out. And the one thing that I have learned in all of this is that, first of all, A, people have dysfunctional thoughts about food. Okay. It's not what you do today, it's what you do every day, okay? So as long as you are keeping a clean diet every day and you get a moderate amount of activity every day, you will become healthier. Don't put your health on the scale. It has nothing to do with how much you weigh. It has everything to do with how well you feel, okay? And your feelings should not be attached to that number on the scale. It should be about health and about getting you healthy. So as long as you're increasing your activity every day, little by little, and as long as you are doing what you need to do to be healthy every single day, you will be fine. It doesn't matter what the scale says. It matters how your clothes fit and how you personally are feeling.
But I think that's what I do. I look at the scale and it goes back up and then I feel terrible.
And then you say, what the hell? I'm going to eat a whole bag of cheese doodles.
Put it this way. Last year, before I got all funked out, okay, last year, and the reason why I'd gotten so daunted was that I had gotten into that usual January, woo-ha, I'm going to work out, okay? And I got myself a gym membership, and I went out there, and I was going to do it. I was going to lose the weight, okay? And every morning, 5 days a week, I was in the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning before work, okay? And I would take classes, kickboxing classes, 3 times a week at night to supplement, okay? So here I am lifting. Here I am getting my activity. I was maintaining 1,500 calories only a day, literally writing a food diary of everything. You would think that I would have lost like 20, 30 pounds, right? You want to know why? Because I was overtraining and under eating.
Okay, so sometimes when you get into that funk and you see that the scale is not doing what you want it to, your likely reaction is going to be, well, I'm not going to eat anymore, or your likely reaction is going to be, well, now I'm going to overeat, you know, and that is just enough to throw your entire metabolism completely off. Do you have breakfast in the morning?
Yeah. No, I
you
eat.
You always have breakfast in the morning?
Yeah, I eat.
Okay, no.
Problem, I eat.
Make sure that you have breakfast, because you know what? A lot of people don't realize
Anna,
this. But
are
if
you
ever
Italian,
to
Anna?
Wait.
Anna, are you Italian? We like to
yeah.
eat. Okay.
Exactly.
Start with the territory.
You know, I mean, because the bottom line is, like, most people don't realize this, but if you skip breakfast, your metabolism.
No, I know.
Like people, I love these
metabolism.
People that have that whole ideology of, like, if you work out on an empty stomach, it's negative calories. A, there's no such thing as negative calories. It's bullshit. Okay? There's no such thing as negative calories. All right? Secondly, your metabolism starts working the moment you put something in your mouth after you get up. So if you don't eat until 12, guess what? Your metabolism does not start working until 12. If you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning, you could have a handful of nuts. Guess what? Your metabolism is now working. You're now burning from 7 o'clock on or 6 o'clock on or 5 o'clock on. Okay? So that's number one. But number two, never the worst thing you could ever do when you're dieting is look at the scale. Because when I went through all of that, okay, and when I was doing that, I quit because I wasn't seeing the results that I wanted. Meanwhile, everybody
right,
and my
right.
mother
I
said,
think that's
well, what
my
did you
problem.
Quit for? Yeah,
right,
get off
right.
the scale. Don't look at the scale. You know,
right.
it's
and
about
just,
being
and
healthy. Put yourself in a mindset of health, not weight,
mm-hmm.
health.
Right, and it's, you know, try not to be extreme. You know, you lose, you know, just, as I was saying, 2 pounds a month is very realistic. You just start losing, and it's
mm-hmm.
it ends up, as you start seeing, you know, 3 months passes and you're 6 or 7 pounds lighter, then you'll start speeding it up because you've received the results. You're like, oh, this is good. Okay, I'm
mm-hmm.
moving forward. But
can I ask you a question about...
Sure,
and
we're just about at the end of our show, so...
Oh, it's one last question about
sure.
My husband's side. His father passed away about 2 years ago. Do you see any messages? Because he wanted me to ask.
Your husband wanted you to ask?
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful is that? How wonderful is that? I hope he gets some messages from his dad, by the way, because, you know, his dad, first of all, is a very good, watches over your children very well. According to your father-in-law, your husband was a very good son. Does he know that he was a good son?
Yeah. Does he send him messages?
He sends him messages all the time. He tries to give
How?
Him signs. It's funny. I got the grandpa card because he likes being a grandfather. And he sends him messages. Sometimes it's just in a thought form. He'll just try to pop a thought in his head. You know, mostly he tries to tell him to relax because, you know, your husband, he's got a lot on his plate too. But
mm-hmm.
his dad is a kind man now. I don't know how he was on earth, but he's a very kind man from above.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, was he kind on earth?
Yeah, he was very sweet. Like,
I mean, some people
talk.
Are like, he didn't talk much.
No, the way he would talk, he was a very nice man.
He's a nice man. I'll tell you, he's a very kind man. He can't believe he's on the radio. He's kind of funny, too, at this point. But, I mean, he's funny. Can you just tell him that he loves him very much? He's very peaceful.
Uh-huh.
He helped pick the soul of your little one, and she is a handful,
you know,
he said.
I think that's the reason why I mentioned him, because when he did die, like, shortly after I was pregnant, and it was really weird. So.
It's his gift to you guys. She's strong-willed, but she's good. She
uh-huh,
has a very
uh-huh.
good heart and soul. Don't worry about it. She's just strong-willed. But he knows her very well. When she gets a little bit bigger and talks, and if you show a picture of her grandfather, she will know who he is.
Well,
she will say,
okay.
I know him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's asking you to relax. And he said, you look beautiful, by the way. He's a nice man. This is a nice man. He says, relax. And, you know, relax. He likes you very much. Did you like him? Because he likes you very much. He says you're a very good girl.
Yeah, he was down to earth. He had a lot of friends. A lot of people.
He's a nice
him.
Man. I mean, not
yeah.
everybody from the other side is nice. Half the time they're cursing me out. They hate me because I start saying what a son of a bitch they were. And they start cursing at me from the other side. I'm not kidding. It's a riot. it's a riot. They think they're scaring me. They can't hurt me. I'm like, yeah, yeah, sure. Say whatever you want. But he's a nice man, very loving, very kind. He's crying because he would want to be here for his grandchildren on Earth if he could. But
mm-hmm.
he's the kind of man, he would have to be vital and healthy. He didn't want
mm-hmm.
people wiping his butt and taking care of him.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's
you're
him.
Right.
He's a very, you know, he would come and help you if he could. You know that.
Uh-huh.
But just tell him that he's going to get your husband's going to get a very, very clear sign in the next day or two.
Okay.
From his father.
Through how? Through his thoughts?
He'll just get a clear sign. It'll be unmistakably his father. So you just have to pay attention.
That's cool. Okay.
Good. Well, good luck to you, Anna. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
We are at the end of our show, and...
We are.
You know, I see some people have been Facebooking us that they want to try to get through the show next week, so I asked them to message
That's
me.
That's awesome. I love it.
So I love that. I love that. It's not that it's working directly from the studio to Facebook. I can't do it. I have to take it from the email they gave me and then post it. I don't understand what this fight.
I don't get it either.
I don't know.
But
somehow
awesome.
I bypass it, you know, and make it work. Well, good night, everybody. We may be getting some more snow,
Cindy.
So please, please, please drive carefully in the next few days.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Always. Okay. Speak to you next week. Bye.
Bye.